Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with Beginner Runner Village podcast number 22, How to Build Running Endurance. I hope you're all doing well and enjoying being runners. Remember, if you run at all, you are a runner. Now, first, I want to explain something that might help to avoid some confusion. I want to clarify that I do have two different podcasts. I've been doing the Mojo for Running podcast for 5 years, and I've recorded 97 episodes. That podcast is for people who've already been running a while and have at least done a 5K. I've found that many people continue to call themselves and see themselves as beginners far after most people would. I've met people training for their first half marathon who still say they're beginners. Well, everything is relative, of course, but in my mind, it's more a matter of time than distance. I would say anyone who's been running less than a year is a beginner of sorts, but really a beginner is someone who's been running 6 months or less, or who does not yet have the running fitness to run several miles nonstop. Now, of course, there are very experienced runners who always employ the walk-run interval method. But these runners could definitely string together several miles nonstop if they wanted to. That differentiates them from beginners. Well, that and the fact that they've been doing it for years in many cases. With that definition, many people who might be listening to this podcast because they still feel like beginners would probably be interested in my other podcast as well. This podcast is for what I would call super beginners, people who are not yet running 5Ks nonstop easily and successfully. I started this podcast a couple of years ago for people who were just starting out. If that's you, then you're in the right place. I have two different running websites as well. The beginnerrunnervillage.com site, which is the companion site for this podcast, and mojoforrunning.com, which is the companion site for the other podcast. But it is where this podcast resides, besides, of course, its other home, iTunes. I hope that makes sense. What I mean is, you can get to this podcast where you can listen to it online from the beginnerrunnervillage.com website. But I upload it on the mojoforrunning.com website. So if you go there, you'll find it. So you can get to the place where you can listen to either of these podcasts on the website. You can get there from beginnerrunnervillage or mojoforrunning.com. Honestly, if that's confusing, it doesn't even matter as long as you can find it. And since you're listening to this, you've certainly found it. I'm on Instagram at you2canrun, and that's Y-O-U spelled out, the number 2, can run. And what I post there is for beginners. And I'm also on Instagram separately at Mojo for Running. If you follow me, and I hope you will, please comment that you're a podcast listener. It's a great way to connect, and then I'll follow you back. I love it when you comment on my post both there on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at you2canrun and at mojoforrunning as well. So today, let's address the topics of mileage and endurance. If you're in my coaching program, then you already have a detailed schedule. But for those not in the program, I'll give you some general guidance that will help you figure out when and how to build your mileage, thereby building your endurance. First of all, you don't need to worry about speed. But since I know that all new runners stress about being, and I'm putting this in air quotes, slow, let me tell you that as you build endurance, as you run longer distances, you will get faster. Yep, the most effective way to get faster is to run more miles. So, although I always tell new runners not to worry about speed, I thought I would fill you in on this important piece of information. Yes, if you just run more, then you will gradually get faster. The goal isn't to run faster, but to build the endurance to run faster. I hope that makes sense. And then the speed will gradually come along. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The first thing is to figure out where you are now, fitness-wise, where you need to start your training in the vast and long continuum of running. If you haven't done so, please go back to the prior episode. It's one of the first episodes where I explain that. It explains where to start. There's more to it, and you need to listen to that whole episode. but essentially you need to start with running segments that are long enough to be challenging, but short enough that you're not huffing and puffing and red-faced when you finish. Now, I'll give you a couple of examples. Let's say, for you, that turns out to be 30 steps. In other words, 30 steps is how far you can run at one time after you're warmed up without getting to where you're really red in the face, feeling like you're about to explode, and huffing and puffing. If that's 30 steps, then that's where you need to start. Every other day, run segments of 30 steps alternated with 2 steps of 2 minutes of walking and build from there. Taking it very easy, not trying to run it fast, run it as easy as you can and still be running. Instead of working on speed, work on running it easy enough, gently enough, that you can do more running segments. The other thing, of course, that you should be always working on is cadence. Try for at least 170 foot strikes per minute. Now, you're not using that high cadence to be fast, but to learn good form. Take small steps, but learn the cadence. You need to make that cadence automatic. If you're more fit to start with, you may be able to run a quarter mile already. Great. Then, every other day, run a quarter mile, alternated with 2 minutes. As in the last example, concentrate on correct cadence, but do not worry about speed. In fact, check yourself to make sure you're not trying to run fast. Running slower will make it possible to run more segments, and that should be your focus. Do this quarter mile of running alternated with 2 minutes of walking every other day for a week. Remember, always, always do a good warm-up first. Since you're just starting out, that should be just walking. If you're at the point where you can run at least a quarter of a mile, then you could intersperse a few steps of running. You'll be more comfortable and able to run more segments with a good gradual warm-up. Whether the first example or the second example more closely fits your fitness level right now, the key is to then increase the length of your run with each successive week. However, if you get to the point where it feels really hard, if you start feeling like it's intense, then what I want you to do is back up to the prior week. And you might need to repeat a week for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It really doesn't matter. There's no hard and fast schedule that's right. And even if you're on a schedule that's working perfectly for you, you never know what's going to happen in your life. Be flexible. Be willing to back up a week and repeat it. Don't feel like, oh, I'm regressing. You're still running. Always compare yourself to the old you before you were running. And always compare what you're doing now to your whole life. And realize that if you need to repeat a week a few times, you're still moving ahead in the big picture. And that's what really matters. Now, here are a couple of rules for increasing your running distance. Number one, increase the running segment by a few steps or seconds. If, as in the first example, you start with 30 steps running, then the next week bump it up to 35. Yep, that's how gradually you need to step it up, to step up the distance. Number two, after a few weeks, cut back the length of the walking segments. But again, do this gradually. You wouldn't want to drop back from 2 minutes walking segments to one. That's cutting it in half. I would cut it back to 1.5 and then to 1. Number three, always keep your easy days easy. This is a huge thing. You will not improve faster if you try to also run on the in-between days, putting 2 running days back to back. Your body gets stronger when it's recovering. So the in-between running days when you're just walking, and that's what you should be doing, are actually at least as important as the running days because you won't benefit from the running days if you don't let your body recover. Four, if you feel that going for a walk on your off days just isn't enough, think again. Walking is great exercise. But that said, if you want to go for a gentle, easy bike ride or swim on those days, that's okay. But remember, the purpose of those easy days, the recovery days, is recovery. If you do something else hard, then you're interfering with the recovery. You don't want that to happen. It's not that riding your bike hard is not good for you. It's not that a hard swimming workout is not good for you. But if you're going to do that, you would need to do it on the same day as you're running so that your recovery days would remain recovery days. That's it. It's pretty simple, really. Essentially, you have to remember two things: to increase extremely gradually and to always have a recovery day that consists of either walking or very easy biking or swimming between each two running days. Follow this plan and you'll be much more likely to succeed. If you don't overwork your body will help you. It will be good to you. You'll get more out of it. You'll be running farther, sooner, because you won't be interrupted by injuries, and you'll be motivated by your success. And remember this, even if you're starting with just 20 steps running alternated with a couple minutes of walking, within 6 months, you'll be ready to run a 5K. Then you'll have the rest of your life to run and to race, if that's your goal. No reason to rush through the training plan to get to your first 5K. There's absolutely no advantage to that, and there are disadvantages, many. That's it. Just a reminder, please follow me on Instagram and please like the Beginner Runner Facebook page. If you find this podcast helpful, how about sharing it with a friend? That would be super helpful, super helpful. There are a few ways you could do that. Number one, you could log in to iTunes on your computer or your phone. Find the Beginner Runner Village podcast by searching, then you'll see a column to the right with a label above it that says price. That's really super odd since all podcasts are free. I don't know why that's still there. To my knowledge, they're all free anyway. Anyway, if you click the little box under price, the little box there says get. If you click that little box that says get, you'll see a drop-down menu. One option is share on Facebook. Another is share on Twitter. And another is copy link. You see, there's nothing about price anywhere. I think the reason it says price is because if it was a song, then you would be able to click to buy it. But since this is a podcast, there's no option like that. So it says share on Facebook, share on Twitter, and copy link. I would love it if you would do any of these three things. If you copy the link, you can share it in a blog post or in an email or just about anywhere. Number two, another way to share it is to just tell a friend. Word of mouth still works, and I so appreciate it when you tell a friend. Now here's today's quote. I am thankful for my struggle, because without it, I wouldn't have stumbled across my strength. That's from Alex L. E-L-L-E. Love it. So, so true.